I'm Nathan Cones with your Week in Review for Sunday, October 18th, 2020. Starting off our list of listener top stories, it's a Carroll man who was scheduled for trial this week, charged with sexual abuse. That is 19-year-old Michael John William Lyons. He did reach a plea agreement with prosecutors last week. He did face a Class C felony and is going to plead guilty to a Class C felony, but rather than third-degree sexual abuse, it is lascivious acts with a child. His sentencing hearing is scheduled for November. Next, a semi full of hogs overturned near Dedham on Tuesday. The driver of that semi, 39-year-old David Andrew Myers of Kimbleton, was uninjured. Unfortunately, no injuries were reported to the hogs either. Taking a look at our next story, Carroll County Public Health reports the 7th coronavirus-related death since the beginning of the pandemic. Carroll County's positivity rate continues to climb as well. Again, that was the 7th death Carroll County has received. As of this week, there were more than 950 reported cases, with nearly two-thirds of those considered recovered. Moving on, our next story was a Carroll man arrested over the weekend in connection to a suspicious August 26th fire. 54-year-old Kelly Dean Warnke has been charged with first-degree arson, a Class B felony. That's in connection to that August 26th fire to a home owned by Melvin J. and Joy C. Booth. An investigation found that Warnke had used gasoline to ignite the fire in an attached garage. Next, a Trump parade last weekend in Carroll draws over 150 vehicles. Following an address with Senator Ernst, that Trump parade did take a six-mile route through Carroll, and then once they finished up at the Carroll Harley-Davidson shop, Senator Ernst did stop by for her address as she made her way through Des Moines. Next, the Greene County Sheriff's Office and K-9 Leo are fundraising for his retirement next year. K-9 Leo has been with the department for 8 years, and they're looking for his replacement as Leo heads for that retirement. You can find more ways to help out through that story on our website at 1380kcim.com. Next, the Carroll Police Department responds to a report of a theft, burglary, and altercation with the threat of a gun on Wednesday at the Fairview Village Apartments. That's part of a recent spree of crimes over at the apartments near Fairview Elementary. Our second top story here, it's the Carroll Police Department upping officer presence at Fairview Village Apartments. So starting last Thursday, they will be keeping an officer at the property 24 hours a day throughout the shifts. Again, that is in response to a recent rash of crimes there. And then finally, the top story was a shooting early on Wednesday morning. A 31-year-old Ames man got shot in the legs. He did suffer non-life-threatening injuries, but was transferred to Des Moines for treatment. Four people have been charged in connection to that. Two of them related to an October 5th incident also involving firearms. Those individuals, 30-year-old Camille Elise Garnett of Carroll, 27-year-old Glenisha Janancy Myers of Carroll, 31-year-old Traisha Monique Jones of Carroll, and 31-year-old Cliff Derek Urban of Hammond, Indiana. And that is your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.